comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko. Joining me as always is the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
Still big and hairy.
Nobody can see this. That's a very weird thing to say.
But people gotta know.
Okay.
The world needs to know.
Well, all right. Shall we, Mike, shall we just jump right into this week's episode? This week's content, I should say. We're already in this week's episode.
There's not really much news out there.
I think we can mention that it's official that the Snyder Cut's going to be a 4-hour movie.
Yes, and it has a release date.
Yes, sometime in March.
No, I think it has an exact one. I want to say either March. It's on our Facebook page. Either March 3rd or March 18th.
March 18th. I don't know 18th. Why. I remember that.
March 18th, okay. Yeah, so 4-hour movie. Now, Greg, are you, and I think I know the answer to this, are you going to be able to sit down and watch a 4-hour movie?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I will probably watch it about an hour or so at a time. At night, after my son goes to bed. Or, we could say sons. Who knows?
That's true. I could see myself watching maybe 2 hours at a time, but that's really if it holds my interest.
And it will, because it's going to be the best movie ever, Mike.
Yes. I mean, hey, I have high hopes for it. So
he's got can it be any worse? Hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got pie in the sky. Something. Yeah, I don't know. And we probably owe somebody royalty money on that.
I heard in another podcast that you can do up to 15 seconds of a song before you would have to pay them. Now, also, they have to know about your podcast, too.
There we go. All right, loophole. Yeah. We're tiny.
Yeah.
There is a reason, though. So, in the YouTube intro that we have, the music is royalty-free music. I guaranteed that because I got it from a place I know is royalty-free with permission that I have from another source.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, take that.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to this, you should go to our Facebook page, which you should hopefully you're a friend of ours on Facebook. And then on the Facebook page, we always post the YouTube videos. And go watch them and comment and subscribe, share them. Let us know what you think, what you like. I don't care, but what you don't like. Say you don't like looking at my face. I don't care.
Constructive criticism. I mean, people have offered us constructive criticism, and we've used it. Now we have time codes, and they can skip to the content rather than having to sit through our boring, monotonous drabble. They're what's not ours. We think we're great.
Yeah, I think I'm hilarious.
We think Mike's great.
I think Greg's great.
Oh, stop. Okay. So, WandaVision, are you all caught up? In a spoilery sense, it's only Saturday. Four episodes of WandaVision have dropped. Mm-hmm. What are you all caught up so far, Mike?
I am all caught up. I am no spoilers, but I'm happy about the fourth episode. And more and more I realize why TV or companies, whatever you want to say, are releasing the episodes weekly. And I think they're going to continue to do that because you get more content out of it. Because if they dropped them all at once, I would have binged them in one night. We would have talked about it, and that would have been it.
Right. And now, you know, every day there's a new theory released from comicbook.com or something like that that is like, could WandaVision be setting this up? I'm like, yeah, maybe. Keep watching. They get about, you know, five more episodes left. I'll say this, and because I was awake Thursday at midnight, and I went to my Disney Plus app, and I went to watch WandaVision because it was technically Friday. But it wasn't Friday, apparently, in the right time zone. And I guess...
You got to be in the one true time zone.
Huh?
They said you got to be in the one true time zone.
I guess if you're... the Hollywood elites will only allow something to drop when it's midnight Pacific time. Of all the ridiculous crap.
Yeah, I say like it's usually about 2 o'clock in the morning when it releases, somewhere around there. So, this is the first time I actually didn't watch it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I watched it on Friday evening while my son was getting his bath, taking his bath, whatever. And so, you know, I of course you got to stay off of Facebook because if it's been on there for a half hour and somebody's able to type about it, they're going to type things and share things. It was great to see Asian Jim.
yes.
In this, I love that actor. I wish I knew his name. You know, it was fun to see another familiar face. So, you know, I don't know if this is a spoiler of another MCU character who came back. Are we allowed to say that, Mark? Is that a spoiler? She has a PhD in astrophysics somewhere.
Oh no! Well. Look, if you don't, I don't think it spoils anything.
I'm not going to say it. If Mike wants to say it, he can in 3, 2, 1.
Darcy, Kat Dennings' character.
Okay.
Who's not too bad looking, I'm just going to say. You know?
Did you ever see, I don't necessarily want to deep dive into Kat Dennings' career, but she's had a really nice, dare I say, underrated career.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to remember where I first saw, you know, some of her work.
I know she had didn't she have the TV show Two Broke Girls or whatever?
She did.
I never got into that, but I heard, I mean, obviously it was popular, I think.
So, of course, she was in Thor, and you know,
right.
Which was 2011, and 2013 she was in Thor: The Dark World. 2008 was Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist with Michael Cera. But I really think that the first time that I remember seeing her, it was a movie that starred another future genre actor who unfortunately is no longer with us, Anton Yelchin. Do you remember, and actually also co-starred Robert Downey Jr. Do you remember Charlie Bartlett? Is that a movie that from 2008?
Yeah, kind of.
He's like a high school kid.
I never saw it.
High school kid who's kind of like really, really smart and witty and full of charisma and RDJ plays Kat Dennings' dad, who's also like the principal. So, you know, there's some tension there because there's... Anyway, anybody who's never seen Charlie Bartlett, I go out of your way. She was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I forgot about that. She was the daughter. She was...
Wait, really?
She was Steve Carell's love interest daughter.
Oh my God!
I forgot about that.
Holy, oh yeah.
So there you have it. We've gotten to the end. We've gotten to the end. Doesn't have nearly enough. As talented as she is, doesn't have nearly enough going on in her IMDb. Only 43 credits, but you know she's still young. She's younger than us, so lots of time for her to add some more to her already, you know, lengthy resume. So. Good on you, Kat Dennings. Good on you.
Good job. You made it. Nerds United is talking about you.
Oh, here's an unexpected Marvel connection. She co-starred with Brie Larson in the 2001 sitcom that also starred Bob Saget called Raising Dad.
Okay. I don't know anything about that. I know about all those three people that you mentioned. Never once heard of Raising Dad.
That's all right. Neither did I. Yeah. All right, so congratulations, Kat Dennings. Welcome back to the MCU. And do we have anything else in the news? I mean, we really didn't have much of it all in the news.
From weeks back, I posted that HBO Max might be looking to restart, or whatever you want to call it, Batman the Animated Series.
Reboot, or sequel, yes.
Reboot, yeah. Yeah, sequel to it. So, from the comments, I've not on our Facebook page, but other ones, some people really like it. Some people think it's a horrible idea because you're not going to have the same writers and stuff like that. I don't know. I love Batman the Animated Series.
I mean, you may not have the same quote unquote writers, but if it's Batman the Animated Series, I'm pretty sure you're still going to have Bruce Timm and Paul Dini. Bruce Timm has that particular artistic style, and then Paul Dini, you know, a lot of people don't know, but he actually worked for Filmation. I know all this because I've listened to Fat Man Beyond since it was Fat Man on Batman from the very beginning. It was the first podcast that I listened to, and they were, you know, no surprise, Kevin Smith shows, but they used to do deep dive interviews, you know, Kevin used to, with, you know, people who had a hand in shaping the Caped Crusader. And one of those first episodes, he sat down with Paul Dini. And he talked with Bruce Timm as well, and they're terrific episodes. But, I mean, you've got to go back to 2012, you know, or something like that for those early episodes. Maybe 2013. He worked on, like, Tiny Toons, Paul Dini did. If you ever watch, you know, Tiny Toons, you'll see his name on some of those credits. I think Animaniacs as well. But yeah, Batman the Animated Series. So you can't have Batman the Animated Series without Paul Dini and Bruce Timm.
True.
Otherwise, it's just some Batman cartoon. Batman Brave and the Bold.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think that's it for the news. One thing you not told me but asked me or suggested I watch is Godzilla King of the Monsters, which was available on HBO Max for free. Watched it. Enjoyed it. Now, did you ever watch any of the other Godzilla movies or any of the Kong movies?
I'm glad you asked, because when they, you know, that first trailer for Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla versus Kong, whatever order it's supposed to be, you know, whoever's the home team and the away team. I reached out to best friend of the show, Josh, because best friend of the show, Josh, loves kaiju movies and monster flicks. You know, some of his the best times that he has are spent watching the old Universal monster movies. I said, Josh, I've seen that old, you know, the original Godzilla movie, you know, with Bryan Cranston and Godzilla for like 10 minutes. I said, do I need to watch anything else before I were to prepare myself for this new movie? And I could feel him reach through Facebook and slap me. And he said, well, you've seen Godzilla King of the Monsters, right? I said, No, Josh, I have not. He said, you've seen Kong Skull Island, right? I said, I have seen that. He said, okay. He said, so you have to watch Godzilla King of the Monsters, and then that will help prepare you for Godzilla versus Kong, or Kong versus Godzilla, or whatever. But I remember, like, the 1997 or 98 Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie that nobody liked. I never saw it. I saw some promotional stuff for it back in the day. I've never been like a huge Rush out and, you know, watch Godzilla stuff. And I was reminding Josh, I said, you know, I think HBO Max has a pretty sizable Godzilla collection on there. So he ran to HBO Max and, you know, I'm pretty sure that he's still there watching them, with a slack jaw like, oh, he's like, you know, these new movies are fun, but they don't have that charm of like the old rubber suit and, you know, the miniature Tokyo that, you know, some guy in the suit is knocking down. So he really likes those. I don't have, and I admitted this, I said, I don't have the patience to go back and watch bad movies. or the time. So to answer your question, the old stuff, no. The new stuff, I'm kind of, up to speed on.
All right, a couple things to unpack here. I understand what best friend of the show Josh is saying, but I don't personally know if you would have to watch Godzilla King of the Monsters to understand Kong versus Godzilla. You'll understand it more, but if I just watched Kong versus Godzilla, hey, I get what's going to happen. They're two big monsters going to fight. That's it. I thought of this as I was watching the show, and plus I've also thought of other times. Sometimes it pays to not be a fan of a series or of a property. And I can relate that to like comic books or comic book movies.
Lower expectation?
Yeah. Well, okay. So Spider-Man 3, for example, the one with, only Spider-Man 3 for right now, the one with Tobey Maguire. If you knew who Venom was, you watched that and you went, what the hell? This is not even close to what Venom is supposed to be. It's not even close to what Eddie Brock is supposed to be. Because you, like you said, you have expectations from the comic books, from the original source. However, I've also talked to non-comic book people who loved Spider-Man 3. They thought it was great. And I'm like, I can understand that, you know? Like I said, if you don't understand what it's supposed to be like, what, you know, Peter Parker under the, you know, symbiote, in that suit, he's supposed to be, you know, not really evil, but just kind of bad, not jazz hands bad, but, you know, maybe if you don't know that, you're just like, oh, this is how he's supposed to be.
Yeah, not evil or emo, but just kind of, you know, like
angry.
Kind of a little bit more of an edge.
Yeah, exactly. So with Godzilla, I knew nothing. I know the basics about Godzilla. He's a big lizard that comes from the sea because of radiation. Sure, a titan. Yeah, whatever. I never saw the first Godzilla movie. This is the first Godzilla movie I've seen. And I enjoyed it. Now, if I was a bigger fan of the original source material, maybe I would have understood things more. And best friend of the show, Josh, would know this. Maybe there's certain parts that we were like, oh my God, they mentioned whatever. Hey, they had a big, a titan, beating up other titans. That was awesome. The only thing that was odd is watching it on my TV because I don't have a big screen. I don't have a small TV necessarily. It's like a 36 inch or something like that. But I was watching it. I was like, man, this movie would probably be great in a theater.
Right.
But I also like the fact that it was free and I didn't have to pay, you know, $15 to watch it. So.
I know I was, you know, giving Josh updates as I was watching. I said, okay. This Titan, this kaiju, this monster, whatever is, I'm like, who's the one with the three heads? He's like, yeah. And I don't even want to mention the monster's name because I don't think I without looking at it, I don't think I could, say it right, spell it right, get the letters in the right order, and I'd piss off a lot of people. So yeah, I didn't have any expectations. Either. I did see Kong Skull Island, and you should too, Mike. I think you'd appreciate it.
I saw it.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
And one thing they did on a little bit about, I know about Godzilla versus Kong, is that Kong was way smaller than Godzilla. Like, I want to say, and these numbers are going to be off, but it was like Godzilla is 1,000 feet and Kong is 100 feet or something like that. So like them fighting would be, you know, it wouldn't be fair at all. But what they did with Kong Skull Island is they made him a lot bigger and said that he's still growing. So if you see the trailer for Godzilla versus Kong or Kong versus Godzilla, they are basically the same size, I believe.
Right. So, and I actually did watch the 2005 King Kong movie that I believe starred Jack Black, among others, that I think is something of a period piece. Like, it's supposed to be almost like a remake of the 1930s, whatever, story with, you know, obviously Peter Jackson at the helm, so it's much more visually appealing. But, I mean, I really enjoyed Kong Skull Island, and I, dare I say, kind of looking forward to, you know, Kong versus Godzilla. I, like you said, you know, that little touch of exposition of, oh my gosh, yeah, he's still growing. He's just a baby. He's, you know, or however, you know, however size works in Kong fantasy land, you know.
Right.
It does seem like it's going to be an interesting battle. Now, having seen both of the movies and the trailer for Kong versus Godzilla, any early theories that you have about, you know, I think it's going to reflect quite a bit more of, you know, Batman v Superman, in that they're going to fight initially, then realize it's all a misunderstanding, and then they're going to have to take on, you know, an unknown, you know, character in the third act.
Okay, so, and maybe this is a question for best friend of the show, Josh. I'm not sure if you know this or not. Does Godzilla and King Kong, their moms, do they have the same name?
Mothra.
That's Mothra. Okay. That's what I thought. Well, I think we know what's going to happen then.
And that was the joke, you know, when the trailer dropped, that's, you know, it was like, you know, everybody was making that joke. So I don't want to take credit for that. That's the internet doing its thing. Why did you say that name?
I think it would be awesome if you are correct, if they team up at some point in time. I also want it to be where there's a scene where Kong and Godzilla are back-to-back fighting, like, old school, and they just kind of go in a circle. I want to see that. I want to see them do, like, WWE-type moves, you know? Like, can Kong hit a stunner on Godzilla? You know,
I'm really curious to know if they're going to surprise us with the introduction of a well-known third female kaiju.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going. But first of all, we don't know if this one isn't female.
Who has a shield and a lasso that's gold.
Sure. Yeah. We don't know if this one is female or not, or female or male.
Which one, Godzilla?
Godzilla, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Godzilla's a male, is it not? That's why it's King of the Monsters, not Queen of the Monsters.
First of all, I don't know how you check that, and I'm pretty sure nobody did.
You probably have to go way back to, like, you know, the early Godzilla lore. And again, best friend of the show, Josh, probably all over this. He's like, he has a wife, damn it!
Because there's
baby Godzilla, so, you know. I don't know. That's a ridiculous statement to make, Mike.
It's true, though. You don't know for sure.
We got a pretty good idea.
In the original Japanese films, Godzilla and all other monsters are referred to with gender-neutral pronouns equivalent to it. Bam. Thanks, Google. I forgot what I was going to say now. I lost my train of thought. Going back to the 2005 King Kong, I was trying to look this up, and I can't verify it. But I heard, and I kind of remember seeing it, but I heard it was like 40 minutes into the movie until you saw Godzilla. Not Godzilla, until you saw King Kong.
Yeah, like it took a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was, think about the Godzilla movie from 5 years ago or whatever that launched this. I mean, you didn't see Godzilla till, you know, again, the last 20 minutes.
Right, yeah, and I never saw that one either. I think they learned from that one because in Godzilla King of the Monsters, you see him within like 5 minutes.
Right. And I want to say,
he opens up.
I rolled to Josh while I was watching this, the King of the Monsters, this Godzilla King of the Monsters, and I said, this lady scientist is basically like Thanos. You know, like
yes, I forgot about her.
We're going to, everything's humanity's fault, and we're just going to let the monsters kind of, you know, roam the world and take over and, you know, do what they do, and we're going to restore the natural balance. And I said, she's not benevolent here. She's a damn, supervillain.
But is she wrong?
Again, you don't sacrifice millions for the benefit of billions. Mike.
Look, not saying I would do it, but...
I'm pretty sure you're saying, let's do that right now.
Look, Thanos had a point. That's all I'm saying.
What was his point, Mike?
There's too many people. Have you ever gone to Walmart?
Yes. Yes, I have. That's why I stopped going to Walmart. I go to Target. I go to upscale Walmart now. I'm at Target. I'm a Target man.
Target.
French.
Okay. Yes. I heard that speech from her. I was like, okay, so you're obviously the bad guy.
Yep.
And I don't know if she was necessarily correct about what she said either, as far as, like, I think she said something like, look at the, like, Chernobyl or something like that, like the where there's radiation, you know, it's thriving now. I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is.
I don't think there's people living there, or a lot of people living there. I think maybe there's new bacteria, but I don't, like, you'd never hear, like, dude, Chernobyl is the place to go.
So, again, this is a quick Google search. It says, although Chernobyl is primarily a ghost town today, a small number of people still live there in houses marked with signs that read, owner of this house lives here, and a small number of animals live there as well.
Yeah, so she's not correct. It's not thriving.
No. It looks, in fact, according to these Google images, and again, I did Chernobyl today, or I'll even go one further and say Chernobyl present day.
Oh.
Looks like shit.
Yeah. I don't know how she convinced her daughter, who, Millie Bobby Brown.
11.
11 from Stranger Things, yes. Amazing actress, too, for her age. And she's going to
continue. For any age.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, she's going to continue to be great.
Ageist much, Mike?
Yeah. I don't know how she convinced her, because she's like, it was for her brother or something like that. You were doing it for her. Which, by the way, maybe this would have made more sense if I saw the first Godzilla movie. Was her brother in the first Godzilla movie? Or are we just
not that I remember?
Okay, so her brother died somehow.
Yeah, I don't remember any aspect of the first movie except Bryan Cranston was in it, and there was very little Godzilla.
Didn't also Bryan Cranston die right away? Spoiler alert, I guess.
I don't even remember.
See, that's I remember hearing something about that where he was advertised, and I could be getting this completely wrong. He was promoting the movie hardcore, and then he like dies in the first 10 minutes, or maybe somebody else dies in the first 10 minutes. Sometimes I realize my brain remembers certain things. but nothing to like put together like anything concrete. Like I have like 4 or 5 puzzle pieces out of like a 20-piece puzzle. So I can kind of tell you what it looks like. I'm like, there's a car and there's a boat. And I think there's the car's on the boat. I don't really know.
Hey, it's all good in the hood.
I'm being old.
Pretty sure that's not a thing I'm allowed to say, so I apologize. Here's a fun thing. Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson were both in that first Godzilla movie.
I remember Aaron Taylor Johnson being in it, or promoting it. Elizabeth Olsen, I don't, but that's cool.
Yeah. She was one of those people in that movie.
You know what? I might have to go and watch that some point in time.
I think you should.
You know, might as well. What did what did I watch? Oh, I watched. Started watching the last season of It's Always Sunny.
I'm still watching Grimm.
Okay.
Still enjoying the heck out of that. It's gone to a weird place, but I'm in for it as long as it writes itself. We as a family just finished mm-hmm. watching Chuck.
Okay.
Did you ever get into Chuck?
No. Not that I don't think it was bad necessarily. I just, you know, one of those things I just didn't get into. I think I maybe watched 1 or 2 episodes of it.
I just want to say it's worth it. It is. Good stuff.
Is it a typical like series as far as 23 episodes a season?
Yeah.
See, it's so hard for me to get into stuff like that because if I start watching it, I'm going to want to have to finish it, and it's like that can be my commitment. Like I started watching Smallville and then stopped because I'm like, this is 10 seasons, 23 episodes a season. I don't want to. I know what happens for the most part. I guarantee you, there would be episodes where I'm like, "Oh, I have forgot about this," but I would remember it for the most part. So I stopped watching that, and I just go to watching like movies every once in a while. Like I said, I finished Workaholics. You know what I started watching actually, and I don't know if I'm going to finish it or not, but you might be interested in it. Have you ever seen Glow?
I've heard of it.
It's not bad at all, actually.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yes. Starring
Allison Brie.
Mark Maron and others.
And the rest.
And the rest, yes.
You know, famed wrestler from a famous wrestling family did a lot of consulting work on that show. Chavo Guerrero Jr.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was going to be a joke there. I'm like, I don't get it. That's cool.
He did like a lot of like the in-ring choreography and things like that.
Nice.
So,
speaking of young wrestlers, did you see first of all, did you know that The Rock was making a TV show called The Young Rock?
Yeah.
So, they have a trailer out for Young Rock. And I will say, after watching the trailer, I'm actually somewhat interested in this. It's going to be on, surprisingly. It's going to be on Peacock, which hopefully it's going to be on the free version of Peacock if I'm going to watch it. Probably not, though.
Do you think they're going to put it on NBC first and then on Peacock? Or
I don't know. It just said Peacock. Who knows? Maybe probably NBC first and then Peacock. Who knows?
Do you think?
Either way, I don't have NBC either, so.
Do you think with like NBC or Peacock and then CBS All Access and everything else, Paramount has one, Discovery Plus is now a thing. Do you think we're just getting away from content being actually put on television?
Yes. Also, Greg, mark the time.
Okay.
Okay. Just, yeah. There might be some stuff we're going to edit out. Who knows?
What do you mean?
My microphone.
Oh, from the silence stuff?
Yeah, from my microphone not working?
Yeah, I was able to keep an eye on that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for a long time now, that's kind of been the way. You're going to be putting stuff on streaming services. Here's the thing, though. there's just going to be a shit ton of streaming services. And there basically already is.
Right.
Every, you know, NBC is going to have one. CBS, but NBC already has one. CBS might have one. ABC might have one. You know,
ABC's tied to Disney, so.
Yeah, true, very true, yeah.
CBS and NBC all have one. Fox doesn't have one yet.
But I think a lot of their stuff goes on Hulu.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was one that I just heard about that included like Nickelodeon, things like that. Is that maybe the Paramount Network?
Yes, yes. So, yeah. Everybody's going to have one.
Yeah. It's going to be more expensive to have all these apps than it was to have cable.
Basically, yeah.
So
I do like that you can kind of pick and choose what you want to watch, you know. If you're not into the Disney type of stuff, obviously you're not going to get Disney Plus.
Unless you are into Marvel, Star Wars,
well, that's still Disney-like, you know.
Right.
When I say Disney-like, I don't mean, you know, the cartoons necessarily, but the family-friendly type of stuff, you know. I've heard rumors that they're going to be I've heard a rumor that they want to do a Punisher reboot with John Bernthal. Because they really like him as an actor, and they really like him as a Punisher. Totally understand that, but that obviously wouldn't go on Disney Plus. You can't have a PG-13 Punisher. Does not work.
They're gonna do Deadpool rated R.
Yeah, exactly. That's not gonna be on Disney Plus though.
I was gonna say, are they gonna have like a Disney Plus After Dark type of add on?
I don't mean like cost add on, but you know what I mean. Yeah, no, I think they are. Also, we're testing that in other countries. That's what I heard. They were gonna do something like you said, Disney Plus After Dark, or put it on Hulu.
There you go.
You know. Hulu owns that. Greg, we got a little bit of time left. You know what trilogy I saw recently?
If it's the one you talked to me about and you're saying, hey, we can talk about this trilogy, and we teased it on the YouTube show and then we never talked about it.
That happens so many times, by the way.
It does.
Yes, that is the one. And of course, we're talking about the Great Mighty Ducks trilogy. It was on Disney Plus, still is, I assume.
Have you never seen the movies before?
No, I had. Okay. Well, I had seen 1 and 2, and 3. I think I'd seen parts of, and I didn't really remember it at all. And there's a reason why I didn't remember it. Have you seen all 3 of them?
Yeah, I love them.
Okay. Rate them best to worst.
2, 1, 3.
Yes, exactly. I thought you were going to say 1, 2, 3.
No. D2 is. I remember 7th grade. I was homesick. And mom, like the night before, knowing that I was going to be homesick, mom had gone up to the video store. Now, you remember New Baden.
Of course.
You remember New Baden Video.
Yes.
But if I remember correctly, and I might not, but I think that like where BJ Subs used to be, they used to also rent out videos, you know, maybe not. I might be wrong.
You might be right.
But anyway, she got 2 videos. She's like, any, you know, movies you want to watch? And so I said D2 and Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Okay.
And so I sat home sick that one day and watched those 2 movies. And this is also like the time where I had rollerblades and a hockey stick and thought I was going to do something. So I'm going up and down like the sidewalks, you know, and I'm like trying to do the one man flying V and, you know, like shooting the tennis ball against the brick wall and things like that. And, you know, just reliving these great iconic moments in American team hockey sport, history.
So first of all, that didn't happen to me as far as I wasn't sick. I wasn't homesick from school watching D2 and Mask, but I know that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very like nostalgic feeling too. I watched all three of them again. And I'm trying to find it now. My son kind of watched it a little bit, you know, and he's like, this is ridiculous. But I was like, I don't know if a triple deke, I don't know anything about hockey. I don't know if a deke is a real thing. Okay. But I'm going to look it up now. What is triple deke in hockey? Cause they had something really funny and I can't remember what it is, but it was something like, the best move you can use in hockey if you are in a Mighty Ducks movie or something like that. I can't remember. In D2, some of the speeches actually like pumped me up and gave me goosebumps. Right. You know, they're very like cheesy. I'm just like, yes,
ducks fly totally. Together.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I had to tell my son that there, because of the movie, there was an actual hockey team called the Mighty Ducks. Originally, I think it was called the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
They still are.
But I don't think they're called the – I think it's just Anaheim Ducks now, isn't it?
Maybe.
Are they – I don't know nothing about hockey.
It's fine.
I really don't.
And it makes sense that they're in Anaheim because that's where Disney World is, or Disneyland, I should say.
Yeah.
So –
Are they still?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, great movies. The third movie, it's forgettable. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just,
Come on, man! Those kids got to go. They got to go play scholarship hockey at prep school, man. And their hard ass coach, who really had a tender side because he would take his daughter in her wheelchair out on the ice. And skate around with her, man, and they had to come together to take on varsity. It was touching.
It's not bad. It just compared to the other ones.
I want to watch it now, or go play hockey.
Go for it. Oh, and there is going to be a TV series called Game Changers,
right?
Which is a Mighty Ducks sequel, I guess you'll say.
Yeah.
Starring the great Emilio Estevez. He's back.
And Lauren Graham? He's back with a
mustache. Yes, yes.
Is that her name, Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren Ingram, I think.
No. No, Lauren Graham.
Oh, no. You're right. Sorry. Lauren Ingram is somebody, but it's not her.
There's a Laura Ingram, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, Lauren Graham, yeah. Lauren with a Graham, yes.
By the way, Lauren Graham, who's some of her bona fides is Bad Santa.
Yes.
And The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
Which is one of your favorites.
I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll do so unapologetically and bleep you.
Great, we know you like bad movies. It's okay.
Yeah, I do like, but I like good bad movies.
At least you admit it, you know. Some people try to hide it. Yeah. There's probably some people, like, they're sitting in the dark, shades closed, their doors locked, and they turn Green Lantern on, you know. Are you showing me your shaved head?
I was seeing if I had a bald spot. I don't. I'm fine.
Are you sure? Let me see it again. I got plenty of them. It's a little thin.
All right. A little thin. So yeah, Game Changer I think comes out in March as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that Falcon Winter Soldier comes out in March.
Yes. I hope for Game Changers. I hope they introduce us to the quadruple deke.
Oh, that'd be or the flying U.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go back. I really want to go back now. And now that I have a better understanding of rules of hockey, like when I used to play NHL 96 or whatever, I always used to turn off offsides because it's a bullshit call. So I'm gonna have to go back and see when they're doing the flying V. If the point man, who is usually Jesse Hall, if he has the puck when he crosses the blue line, because if not, he's offsides.
Yes, yeah.
I know that's something that you're really concerned about.
I almost turned the movie off because of that.
I just have to go back
this
and see.
Ridiculous.
I have to go back and see if he's offsides or not. I don't know.
Also, I don't watch much hockey, so I'm not sure about this. But is the knuckle puck, is that a big thing in hockey?
No.
Oh,
it's not a thing at all.
That's why I don't watch hockey. If they ain't knuckle pucking, I ain't watching.
No. But you will on occasion have some studs who can rip the back of the net like Fulton Reed.
Okay. I mean, not as good as him, obviously.
Which, by the way, you made a nice discovery when you were watching.
yes.
That.
Because I was watching, and then what I do a lot of times for older movies, I'll be like, look at what the cast is doing now. Right. And Fulton Reed, I had no clue, plays Foggy Nelson in Daredevil.
And Charlie Conway, you know who he grew up to be?
It was in Dawson's Creek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Goldberg, remember who he grew up to be?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's all we need to say. About
D2, I don't know the kid's name. The kid who did the knuckle puck.
Yeah, Russ.
Yeah, that's Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
Who's
on All That before, and now he's on Saturday Night Live and has his own show coming out soon, his own sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
So good on him. Everybody starts. You can trace every good actor now back to Mighty Ducks.
D2. Yes. Yes,
because a lot of people don't know that in the first Mighty Ducks, one of the kids who I think was one of the figure skater types, but he was actually Pete from The Adventures of Pete and Pete on Nickelodeon.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I did know though that the cowboy, the one who lassos people in D2, he's an actual cowboy. Like he actually has a ranch and stuff like that. Yeah,
nice. I don't remember his name either.
Cowboy.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I think it's about time for you to go. You had some plans this evening.
Right. That's right.
So thank you for spending a little bit of time with us here at Nerds United and sharing your wisdom, your opinions, your thoughts, and your feelings.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So for the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. It's been another exciting episode of Nerds United. We ask you that when you see this on social media, hit that share button so that your friends can see it as well and tell them about the good things that we hope that we're doing for you right here on Nerds United. He's Mike. I'm Greg. I forgot how to get out of the show, so be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.